Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Radio family, good morning. The weekend returns, and so do you, along with yours truly, Renee Vaughn, the weekend edition of Community Focus. And so ready for another great conversation on hand. This weekend, we're going to be touching on how to minimize debt using an unconventional method that's called velocity banking. And I'm going to stop right there because you know, radio family, we're going to get a breakdown on this for someone who definitely is a professional in this line of work, but is definitely no stranger to our Community Focus family. He just hasn't been here in a while, so we're gonna play catch up right now. And welcome to our Community Focus Public Affairs Program, Mr. DeAndre Clayton. How are you, sir?
I am so great. You're right. It's been a little bit too long.
It has been a little bit, but that's okay. We're going to make up for lost time.
I'm happy to be here, as always.
Absolutely.
And you're always so welcoming, and it's always a wonderful environment.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Love the conversation we'll have today.
Absolutely. So let's, without further ado, DeAndre, get started. So what exactly is an unconventional method that is being called velocity banking? What is the strategy to be diligent, especially for those of us who are trying to pay off that debt?
Good question. So I'll start by saying, you know, my practice has changed a lot over the time. And really, it's kind of shifted towards this first.
Right.
Because I believe money management is where everything needs to start.
Right.
From. And then, you know, hey, if there's a product and we can help with that, or if there's this, we can help with that, retirement, so on and so forth. But if you don't start with money management, you won't know what to do. So velocity banking is just a money management system, basically, for your money, where you recognize that if money isn't moving, that you're losing, right? So I always tell people that money has three purposes, right? It should always be functioning in.
Right.
And those three purposes is either paying off debt, which we definitely need to do that.
Yes.
Investing or growing capital, right? Or protecting. Now, protecting is probably, I kind of said it out of order. Protecting would probably be the first.
First, okay.
Gotcha. And then after protection, then it would be paying off debt, and then it would be growing. Now, the reason why it's kind of in that strategy or in that chronological order is because, you know, if you think about protection from a standpoint of like, oh, I made some steps forward and then something catastrophic happens.
Right.
Oh, I'm all the way bankrupt now, right?
Yeah, you're kind of like at ground zero having to start over.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So I paint the picture for people. Imagine if you had a home but had no homeowner's insurance, and then there was a flood or some type of mold remediation problem. Well, if you didn't have protection in place, it didn't matter how hard you were working, you're probably going to be in a negative, right?
Right.
Same thing for a car. You get into a car accident, and if it was your fault, or even if it wasn't your fault, but the person wasn't like they have no insurance.
Exactly.
You have to pay for the car out of pocket. You know, and so that's the purpose of having car insurance, right?
Right.
And so protection holds that place because the big situations can be crippling.
Right. You know, exactly.
So we want to make sure that we protect away from those so that we can kind of have a more safe route.
Absolutely.
To what we're doing.
So, DeAndre, can we look at this also from a standpoint of calling it a safety net? Safety net?
Yeah.
Now, how does this differ from what many of us deem traditional banking?
Right. So traditional banking, and a lot of people don't know this about banking, so we'll kind of give you a baseline.
Sure.
America is terrible at managing finances.
Mm-hmm.
And so inherently, a lot of companies are also terrible at managing finances, banking being one of them,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, banking has some nuances where they benefit on two different sides of the spectrum. So
right.
we'll kind of go through this. If you have a traditional bank,
mm-hmm.
when you deposit money...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
In the bank, you're loaning money to the bank.
Right.
And most people don't look at it that way.
Right.
But it's the truth, you know, because the bank is now loaning money out, and the way that our system works, they mm-hmm. loan one for every $1 you give them, they loan 10. That's mm-hmm. called fractional banking, right? So we realize that that's not really safe, right? But we're so used to it because it right. seems like, oh, well, I have this much in my bank account. I always mm-hmm. tell clients this. You don't have cash in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have a safety deposit box.
Right.
Safety deposit box is a storage facility.
Gotcha.
But a checking account is not a storage facility.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ledger that represents how much money you supposedly have. Right?
Okay, yeah.
And so what happens is whenever you swipe your card or whenever you put in your ATM
mm-hmm.
pin, this money becomes available during that time for you to use.
Right.
But in the meantime, they're actually using your money to mm-hmm. fund personal loans,
mm-hmm.
small business loans,
right.
Mortgages,
mm-hmm.
so on and so forth.
Right.
Now, we found out how bad that was in 2008.
Yeah.
Right? 2008, 2009, banking crash.
Mm-hmm.
Over 1,000 banks needed to be bailed out by the government, which was already in debt. So the government was in debt. Now they're getting getting the banks out of debt.
Right.
Which doesn't make much sense.
Exactly.
The Treasury or even the FDIC insurance that comes mm-hmm. with a bank account, FDIC is already $6 trillion in debt.
Right. Let me, before you proceed any further, and I probably should not even be confessing this, so to speak, but I have often wondered as in regards to, because you touched on a key word here, Treasury. And when I think about the Treasury Department and we've seen images of them printing money.
Uh-huh.
Why is it that we as a country seem to be in $1 trillion in debt when we have printeries that are printing out this type of money? I'm like, make it make sense to me, because I've often wondered why we have such a deficit when it comes to money and finances in general.
Right. So one problem in America is that we don't. And I hate to say it like this, but it's kind of like running a household,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes children have no idea what the financial landscape of the household is,
right?
Because they get what they want.
Yeah.
Right?
Pretty much, yes.
And America kind of practices finances in a similar fashion, mm-hmm, right? So, okay, well, we don't want to tax them too much,
right?
But we're also running at a terrible deficit.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have these other things we put into place, like Social Security system, Medicare mm-hmm. system,
right,
which I have no problem with. That's a lot of my work.
Yeah.
Helping people navigate that, since I'm in the Medicare realm as well.
Right.
But the Social Security and Medicare system is obviously where there's the largest amount of debt in America,
mm-hmm,
right? And you also have military debt. You have mm-hmm. a bunch of different places
right.
where there's
yes.
debt. No knock to any of you, but I'm just letting you know that's a part of it.
Yeah.
And so each person has things that they don't want any cut on mm-hmm. spending.
Right.
Right? Everybody has that thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, don't cut this. Don't cut this. Don't cut this. And similar to your child loves to live a certain lifestyle. They want right. the PS5, they want their tablets,
exactly.
they want their phones, they
yes.
want all these different things. And you as a parent, if you're understanding the budget, you're like, I'm having to use my credit card for this.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the credit card has the ability to print money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it basically creates money that you don't have
right.
in that time.
Right.
And so you use it to hold you over
mm-hmm.
until a certain time
period. Period. Right.
America does the exact same thing, which is terrible financial management.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is, if America allowed certain things to fail, for mm-hmm. instance, in 2009 when all of the mortgages were defaulted.
Right.
Right. Now, the mortgages were defaulted. The people who were the consumers of those mortgages mm-hmm. now are without a home. They were foreclosed on.
Yeah.
However, the banks were still bailed out.
Mm, exactly.
So the question would be,
true.
Okay, why would you bail out someone mm-hmm. who they kicked the person out? They don't
exactly.
have that debt anymore. The person
mm-hmm.
living there and residing in the home.
True.
They can sell the home to another, you know.
Right.
So they got their money back normally because they probably put mm-hmm. private mortgage insurance mm-hmm. on the property
yeah.
as well.
Right.
And then if you understand, in North Carolina, we don't necessarily have a system set up to retrieve what is called the asset or the overage on a house.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll let you guys know this. When a house is foreclosed, the foreclosure amount is the start of the debt.
Okay, I never knew
right?
that.
And then right. as the auction continues going up, that's called an overage or a surplus.
Mm-hmm.
So usually the bank makes two or three times how much you actually pay as a mortgage, because
right.
you pay the private mortgage insurance mm-hmm. as the person who is being lended to
right.
on behalf of the bank,
mm-hmm.
just in case you foreclose.
Yes.
So they get their money back there.
Right.
And then they go to the auction
mm-hmm.
and they start the auction off at what you owed.
Right. Let me just ask you this one question, DeAndre. Just tell me and our radio family, what school or what class did you take? Because this really seems to be something that a lot, speaking of our children and our kids, this is something that really a lot of school systems should be emphasizing.
Right.
And teaching yeah. our kids about the responsibility mm-hmm. and the value of money.
Yeah, absolutely. So one, I will say I've studied countless upon countless mm-hmm. hours of personal finance.
Yeah.
One book that would help the average family, and I mm-hmm. always advise families to read this book, it's called The Psychology of Money.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, The Psychology of Money, even though it kind of talks about investing, it also talks about, like, what is the clear path to success in a financial economy?
Right.
And it says that saving is the biggest indication of wealth,
mm-hmm.
not investing.
Mm, okay.
Which is very interesting.
That is interesting.
Because most people, their assumption is, well, if I invest, I invest, I invest, mm-hmm. I invest, I invest,
exactly.
I invest,
yeah.
I kill it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't think about the macro of their entire life. So case in point, and I have this situation happen to me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I meet with clients and they have a certain amount of debt, maybe $30,000 of debt. And they're like, DeAndre, I don't know what to do. And I asked them, I said, okay, well, it's a $30,000 consumer debt. They say, yeah. I said, okay, so it's charging, what, 29%?
Yeah,
yeah, man, I'm getting hit 27%.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And how much are you contributing to your 401k,
your
investment account?
Yeah.
They say, oh, man, I'm contributing $800 a month to my investment account. Or I'm contributing whatever above the match,
right.
15% of my
yeah.
income, all this
mm-hmm.
other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I turn to them and I ask, I say, well, at what point does your investment account average 27%? Per month,
mm.
not per year.
Per month.
Per month.
Mm-hmm.
And they sit there and they're like, that's never going to happen. And I say, so wouldn't it make more sense to focus on paying your debt off?
Mm. Yeah.
So the sad part is that because of the system that America has set up, it also has set up even an advocacy
right.
for you to follow that system.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you speak to your normal financial advisor,
right.
max out your 401k,
yeah.
max out your such and such,
mm-hmm.
max out your such and such. And it's not enough emphasis on the fact that even in their own bylaws, for instance, FINRA, SEC, they state that paying off your debt could be considered a return on investment,
mm-hmm.
a better return on investment
right.
than actually investing your money.
Mm, okay.
So you don't normally hear that from an advisor because you don't make money from telling people that. You can't manage somebody
right.
paying off their debt.
Exactly.
So it's like, well, no, I'm going to tell them to put their money here,
right,
you know what I'm
right.
saying? Because I get a little percentage, a little cutback on it,
yeah,
right?
Right.
But properly, starting with that point, what it does is it helps from a psychological standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because it's very hard to invest in a negative position.
Right, exactly.
Like, you know, and it's very hard to invest while having a negative position and when a loss looks like a year of salary.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when you lose $30,000 in a 401k, mm-hmm. your mind is like, well, hold on, that's, I make 60.
Mm-hmm.
That's half of my year.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
And it's hard to reconcile that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're teaching people to clear out their debt, create a lot of cash flow, and have a better place where they're accessing money than a retirement account or something like that. Because
right.
oftentimes that's really the biggest issue is
mm-hmm.
they're taking a loan from their 401k.
Right, they're kind of dipping into
right,
right,
dipping
those
into
finances,
it,
yeah.
And they can't perform nearly
mm-hmm.
as good as it's projected to
do. Right. Exactly. Well, let me tell you what. One, I'm thankful we have a part two of this program because we just only addressed two questions in the first nearly 15 minutes of the show. But you packed so much valuable information on that. We just had Finance 101 with the DeAndre Clayton, who is a phenomenal financial advisor. DeAndre, thank you for what you've shared. And here's what we can look forward to for the second half of the show. Let's talk about the value of money decreasing in one, a high inflationary period.
Right.
And then how can a person leverage a first lien? And here's the word I think a lot of us have become familiar with and something you have explained to us in the
uh-huh.
past, the good old HELOC and how
yeah.
it provides an advantage, especially
yeah.
compared to locking in long-term loans at high interest rates.
Absolutely.
All right. So that's going to be the second half of our program. Radio family, I don't know about you, but I'm getting pad and pencil ready for the second half of the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thanks for your fine company, and we will be right back after this break. Happy weekend, radio family, and welcome. It is that time to engage in great conversation. We're going to approach it from a financial standpoint for this weekend edition of Community Focus, heard on our Odyssey stations. And I have one of the best when it comes to finances. financial advisor extraordinaire. That's going to be your new title. DeAndre Clayton, who hasn't been with us for a while, so welcome back, family.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
I am happy to have you here. We want to cover a couple of things. One, explain what I want to do this twofold. Talk a little bit about this particular term, rather, is probably going to be something new to a lot of our listeners, and that is what's being termed velocity banking.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably another term that's likely a little more familiar for those who are homeowners when we talk about a HELOC.
Absolutely.
So let's do the A part first. Let's talk about and get people caught up with the definition as you can give it in terms that we can understand, of course, okay. Velocity
yeah.
banking.
Yeah, velocity banking is just creating movement on every dollar
mm-hmm.
to be more efficient.
Right.
So we talked about, you know, we talked about the bank account and how we really are loaning them money, but also on the other side, we're not really growing money. So our interest
wow.
rates are normally about 0.025%.
Yeah, very low.
Can't keep up with inflation.
Right.
And I think it's a crime that they get to choose the interest rate that
absolutely.
They charge and choose the interest rate they pay.
Pay. True.
Right? Right. So, you know, you kind of think about the lender or the debtor experience. For you, if you were to loan somebody money with interest,
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't choose the interest. You would.
You would,
right?
Right,
and
right.
so so the bank is kind of benefiting mm-hmm. off of that relationship from you naturally. And it makes it very hard for you to actually get ahead.
Right.
So what velocity banking does is say, okay, well, if I can at least accomplish protecting, paying off debt,
mm-hmm.
or growing.
Right.
Any one of those I need to be doing at all times.
Mm-hmm.
So in velocity banking, paying off debt is the all-time thing that's going on,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So in essence, what occurs is you kind of get back down to zero
right.
at the end of every month,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you're doing a correct budget, you should be doing that anyways.
Right. Exactly.
You should be accounting for where all your money is,
right? Right,
right. But velocity banking is saying, okay, well, if I can add some extra money over here, then I will, but why am I adding it there?
Mm-hmm.
Am I adding
mm-hmm.
it there because of the type of interest that's being
right.
Charged on this particular account? So you're starting to learn about using the math or tricking the math
mm-hmm.
against itself
right.
on your debt,
yeah,
right? And so that allows you to put more towards principal at
mm-hmm.
all times than what you traditionally do, right? So it's not a situation where you focus on the interest rate of the tool you're using for
right.
velocity banking
yeah.
as much, right? It's important, but it's not as important as
mm-hmm.
people think. Similar to like a credit card. If you
right.
have a credit card and you ran all your finances through it and then you paid it off at the
mm-hmm.
end of the month.
Exactly.
You didn't care that it was 27%
right, right.
in that situation. And those are the people that velocity banking is definitely perfect for.
Absolutely.
People who can accomplish that.
Let me address this particular issue. I guess it's going to be kind of twofold. I'm trying to figure out how best to ask the question, DeAndre, because I'm thinking about and what I'm just hearing from you. When you have clients who are... they're not exactly the millennial age, but they're
mm-hmm.
senior or older adults
mm-hmm.
who are trying to make the transition from the good old days, as we call them, of banking. Remember the days when we were using checkbooks and we
yeah.
were keeping ledgers?
Yeah.
And of course, banking has changed
a lot yeah.
over the decades and how people are using their finances
mm-hmm.
in a totally different concept. Very few. You still have some very, very well seasoned adults who can't part with checkbooks. But how do you help them make that transition to something that is known as velocity banking? And even as an aside question, I guess this will be the two-parter. How does that compare to what people are doing as opposed to working with a credit union?
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Good question. So when we're doing velocity banking, one, we figure out what tools do we need,
yeah,
right?
Right.
So for me, the preferred tool is the first position HELOC.
Yeah.
Second position HELOC can be used, but second position HELOC, the way that it's used.
Yeah. Now, let's get a breakdown on that particular
right.
term for someone who may not be familiar
HELOC.
With.
Oh,
yes.
Home equity line of credit,
yes.
right? So if you own a home, typically you have a certain amount of equity
right.
that is in that home. You have the ability to loan against or
mm-hmm.
to receive a loan against it in a form of a line of credit. The benefit of it is that normally the interest rates are lower than your consumer debt interest rate. But then also, because of a daily interest calculation that is of the current month instead of the previous, like the mortgage, you actually have the ability to kind of manipulate what your interest payment is by flowing your money through it. So in Velocity Banking, the strategy that we teach is if you get a first position HELOC is one that goes into, obviously, first position.
Right.
What that means is that they basically, or the bank, would loan you 90% against the value of the house.
Okay.
Now, in a second position HELOC, they're loaning you whatever percentage against the equity.
Gotcha.
So when a first position goes into place, what it does is it says, okay, well, here's 90% of the total value of the house. What is the balance?
And right.
Then I call it a jealous loan, right?
Yes.
So the first position does not have anything on the side.
Right, right.
It's like a marriage. It is very jealous. It's like a spouse, right?
Right.
So it goes and it says, oh, hold on, you still got $200,000 left on the mortgage, and it pays it off immediately to start its position.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So once it's paid it off, now it's moved that debt over into the simple interest side, which is revolving.
Okay.
Now, the reason why that's really, really good and important is because studies show that people tend to pay debt off better or tend to be more generous towards paying debt off in a revolving setting.
Okay.
So case in point, folks, if you're listening, when you think about, hey, I made an extra $500 or I did an extra shift,
right,
you're trying to pay debt off, typically that debt payment will probably go towards your credit card.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why. Natively, what goes on in your mind towards making a payment on the credit card is, at least it opens back up to me.
Right, right, exactly.
And you don't really realize that that's what's going on, even though the rate is higher.
Right.
You're like, but it's accessible again.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah. And so while that's valuable, that also gets people in trouble because then, they really don't have a good debt payoff strategy that is intentional per se. They just kind of do it every now and then and then, okay, a little bit of money there.
Yeah.
Whereas, of course, you know, they have set debts that if they were to, you know, perform paying off more towards house, car, right? Those notes typically don't receive extra payments. Most people aren't comfortable doing that.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Because there's nothing to show for it. It hurts.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
So what we do is we take the psychology of the average person and we say, okay, what is normal to you? Well, what's normal to you is you want to say, hey, when I have equity in my house, it's available.
Exactly.
To me.
Yeah.
So the imagination, we have to take people on this ride, even though we shouldn't have to.
Right.
Because here's a fun fact. First lien HELOCs existed before 30-year mortgages.
Really?
Yes. So the mortgage did not come, the amortized mortgage did not come into place until the Federal Reserve came into place.
Oh, got
beforehand, it was a first position HELOC.
Right, right.
So it was called a mortgage, but it acted like a first position HELOC, right? You know, so a lot of people don't know that, so they think it's new. It's not really new.
Right.
In Australia, it's their main loan. In Germany, Africa, in many different lands. Italy, so on and so forth. This is what they use. Right.
Right. So here in the States, we just, as the expression, once when we tardy to the party.
We tardy to the party.
Yeah.
Well, and part of the reason why we're tardy is, and it's a concept that I understand, but I hate. Right. So in sales, there's a concept called keep it simple, stupid.
Right. Exactly. KISS.
Right? KISS.
Yes.
Everybody loves KISS.
Yes.
And KISS is valuable, but it's also dangerous.
Mm.
And where it becomes dangerous is oversimplification.
Right.
Right. So what we see is you sit in front of a mortgage loan officer and they keep it so simple they don't even go over what your truth in lending is.
Mm.
It's just, okay, they got their hand at the top of the, on the middle of the page.
Right.
And they lift up the corner and they say, sign here, sign here, mm-hmm, sign here. And they just mm-hmm. keep doing that.
Right.
And I've wanted people to do this. I tell people, learn this new language, TWI. Now, you know what TWI is.
Yes.
But I use it as an acronym, Think With Intention.
Intention, yeah.
If you are going to sign for a 30-year loan, why would you allow somebody just to flip the corners of the page? This is 30 years you're committing to.
Right.
It would behoove you to say, well, what does this say? What does it mean? Can you clarify it for
me?
And most don't get that.
Right.
And so in a first position HELOC, the benefit that I love about it is that the companies that offer it typically prefer that you meet with a financial advisor first. Now, how many people are told to meet with a financial advisor before they purchase a house, right?
Yes, right.
And so that's been really, really good because now a person can say, oh, I'm supposed to vet these decisions before I make them because I don't want to get in too much trouble.
Right.
And the issue comes where most people just assume that things are good because they're normal.
Right.
My mama got a 30-year mortgage.
Exactly.
And my cousin got a 30-year mortgage. And so-and-so got a 30-year mortgage. But then they don't take time to look at, okay, well, how many people actually complete that 30-year?
Yeah, right. True.
Right?
Very
and
true.
How many people dip into that money, right?
Exactly.
So it's been really, really eye-opening for a lot of my clients to think about, okay, well, oh, my goodness. I dipped into my money, I refied. What did that do to me?
Right? Yeah.
I'll give you an example. There was a...
Please do.
It's one of the... Well, it's funny, but it's not funny. So,
oh,
so normally, when I meet with people, a lot of husbands will book calls with me.
Uh-huh.
And I always want the wife to be present.
To present, good.
I'm always like, please, just bring your wife on the call.
Mm-hmm.
This needs to be a family decision.
Absolutely. You want both parties.
I want both parties
involved.
Right?
Yes.
And so there was this one guy, and he was literally crying at the end of the appointment. And so I told him, I said, look, I know it's hard, but I need her here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I need you both to be on the same page because it's important so that, you know, there's no friction between you two.
Yeah.
And so he's like, but I get it, DeAndre. She just doesn't want to work with me. She, you know, I mean, he's as sad as can be. So I said, okay, well, here's what you do. What's her next day off?
Mm-hmm.
He told me what her next day off was. And I said, we'll book an appointment. And then when she, when you know, she's there, just say, hey, come over really quickly.
Yeah.
So she came over. And I always start off with this spiel. And I hope that, you know, couples are really listening to this. Don't let money cause division.
Absolutely.
In a marriage.
Right.
And so I always tell people that, you know, from the start, money was not instituted into marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of people don't think about it, but like it wasn't Adam's job to actually take care of Eve.
Exactly.
Right. If he did what he was supposed to do, there would not have been a capitalistic society ever created.
Exactly.
Therefore, you know, Eve would have been fully taken care of without Adam having to earn money.
True.
Right?
Very true.
The same would be true for protecting her. There was no danger there as well. So the situation that modern husbands are put in is a cancerous situation. Mm-hmm. It's one that, you know, we weren't really created for that particular purpose.
Right.
We had to change and mold into it to make it work. So never be mad at each other because this is foreign object into a marital union.
Absolutely.
Right? And so when I gave her that spiel and I said, look, you know, I don't want either one of you to be like fighting.
Right at each other's throats.
So she realized, she said, you know what? That's a good point. I really appreciate that insight because I never really thought about it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so I said, well, first things first, what is your viewpoint on what he shared with you? Oh, it's a scam, right? Because I told her to be candid, right? So she said, oh, it's a scam. I don't believe in it. And I said, okay. Well, what brings you to that? Well, I just don't know anybody doing it. And I said, okay, all right. And I said, is that the definition of a scam?
Mm-hmm.
So she thinks about it. She's like, well, no, not technically. I said, okay. I said, well, how much do you have left on your home? She said, 380,000. I said, okay, well, how many more years do you have until retirement?
Mm-hmm.
I plan on retiring in 4 years. I said, okay. And, you know, how long have you had the home? She said, 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so you had the house for 18 years and you got $380,000 left on it? Mm-hmm. I said, let me ask you a question. Was the original purchase price less than what you have left on it right now?
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, yeah, Mr. Clayton, it was. I said, okay. So how did it get to this point? Mm-hmm. Well, we refied twice. I said, okay. I said, and when was the last time you refied? She says, 2 years ago. I said, for 30 years? She said, yeah, for 30 years. I said, and you're 57?
Mm-hmm.
She said, yeah. I said, so you believe that you were going to complete this mission at 85 of paying off the house?
Right. That's 30 years.
That's what you signed on for.
Yeah.
And when she heard it that way, she had never thought of it that way.
Exactly.
And I said, okay, so now let's bring it back to reality.
Mm-hmm.
We know that you're not going to be working until 85, making
right.
the same type of money you're making until 85.
Exactly.
So my question would be, when you made this decision, did you make it with the goal of actually paying the house off?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Okay. Did you make it thinking that your life insurance would pay it off or that you would pay it off? Well, I don't have enough life insurance to pay it off.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. I said, well, who advised you? Who advised you mm-hmm. when you did it? Mm-hmm. Well, I just wanted a lower payment.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Lower payment. And so I said, okay, so here's something to learn about amortization.
Yeah.
Whenever you refi, you reset the amortization. It is if you are purchasing the house again. So you purchase it now three times, technically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why your amount that you owe now late into your career, is still more than what you actually purchased it at. Because I know the value of it has, you know, 18 years, the value of it has exploded.
Exactly.
Right? And so she didn't really think about those decisions because she was so focused on, what is my monthly payment?
Right.
And so I say that because velocity banking is about using all of your income to accomplish your goals, not what is my monthly payment?
Right.
So everybody always asks me, so what's the monthly payment on this? Get that out of your mind. Yeah. What is the total payment on the house?
Right.
And if that total payment ends up being $200,000 less, you might want to go that route than going with, well, at least I have a monthly payment that I feel is manageable because the monthly payment also changes based on taxes.
Right.
So we see that happen and people always say, well, I got a fixed note. No, you don't.
Because
if your taxes go up, your escrow goes up.
Right. Exactly. You know, and I'm glad that you mentioned that because I know for years I had either been told by my own family members or someone who's experienced that situation in purchasing a home, you hear this difference between a fixed rate as opposed to an adjustable rate.
Right. Yeah. And so with the mortgage, an adjustable rate is a nightmare.
Right, exactly.
Right?
That's all I've heard about.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Right. And that's because when amortization takes place, the interest is front loaded on the loan.
Right, exactly.
Right. With the HELOC, an adjustable rate doesn't matter as much because really when you talk about like interest first, unless I have to back up here.
Sure.
You have never been charged interest rate. You've been charged interest.
Okay.
Interest rate is a component of how interest is calculated. And a lot of people don't think about this.
Exactly.
So first, the biggest thing is the balance.
Mm-hmm.
You could charge me 100% interest on $0 and guess how much I'll owe. Zero.
Exactly.
Because the balance is the biggest issue.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is the time. Try to borrow money at any bank and tell them that you will pay them off by the end of the month and see if they will loan
you the money.
They will not lend to you because they don't have time to charge you interest on.
Right.
So the mortgage is dangerous because it creates a high balance for a long time period.
Exactly.
And that time period is exacerbated by the amortization schedule, which creates a situation where when you make a mortgage payment, 80% of it is going towards the interest.
Mm.
And 20% goes towards the principal.
Right.
So people think the interest rate is the most important thing. No, it's the classification of the interest that's the most important thing.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, so that's what we go through because people can't, they can't take their mind off of the interest rate number because that's what's sold on the bank. You know, you go down the street, you see, 6%, 3% interest rate, low interest rate. That's what you see.
Right.
And the reality is the bank is a business.
Yeah.
They're not giving you low interest rates for no reason.
And on that note, and your timing, and that was an incredible personal experience and story that you shared with us. Appreciate that, DeAndre. And taking this opportunity, for those of who may just be tuning in and joining us, the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations. Great conversation. We are talking about a HELOC equity line of credit.
Yep.
With one of the best of the best, one of our area financial advisors in DeAndre Clayton. And DeAndre, the timing, as I said, is spot on because the major headline in the media is that the Feds dropped the interest rate.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about that and how that impacts either current homeowners or soon to be first time homebuyers.
Yeah. So the Fed dropping the interest rate is a good thing for a short tenure.
Yeah.
So I don't say that to be melodramatic or anything like that. But the reality is that the way the government is working, it can't keep the rates low that long.
Right.
Right. So, and it's probably some stuff in relation to the election and all that kind of stuff. Right. So, as of right now, if you're going to purchase a home, you should be looking to purchase a home when the rates drop. Right. It's good to fix a mortgage rate when it's low, right? And even a HELOC rate, if the lower the HELOC rate, the better, right? So we can agree on that. They just charge differently.
Mm-hmm.
But the HELOC rates as well as the mortgage rates will drop.
Yeah.
Possibly 2 points.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because of the Fed rate cut. So it would be a fantastic time to say, hey, you know, if I wanted to do a first lien HELOC, I'm going to lock in maybe a 6 and some change rate for 5 years.
Right.
And in that 5 years, you can be really aggressive about paying off your debt with your income. And on the other side, watching your equity grow and you also have access to that equity, right?
Exactly.
And it also helps with the purchasing of a home. So you can purchase a house with a first lien HELOC. A lot of people don't know that.
Okay.
You just have to put down at least 10%.
Right.
And the closing costs. So if you're moving, you're transitioning, hey, I sold a house. I'm looking for a place to stay. All right, well, let me go ahead and put 10% down here so that now I can change my banking system.
Right.
And I'm not in an unsafe environment in my banking system where you're loaning all my money out.
Right.
I'm in a situation where all of my money is now going towards my debt. And the inverse is I have access to it. So right now, if you have a house, you could have a fully paid off house. You have nothing to show for it but the deed and the, you know, that's it.
Exactly.
That's all you have.
Yeah.
You know, it's a compilation prize that you completed the journey.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't do anything practically as far as, hey, I need to remodel this.
Right.
Hey, I have this other debt on the side I want to clean up. And so the first position HELOC works perfectly for those situations.
Wow.
You know, so.
Excellent. Now, with the time that we have remaining, and my goodness, this is such fabulous information. I hate it when we run out of time. But in as much as you can, talk about another important group that you deal with on a regular basis. That's our area retirees.
Right.
For someone approaching retirement age, what specific advantages does using that first lien HELOC offer in terms of cash flow management and wealth preservation? We'll start there.
Got you. So first and foremost, I'll start by saying I'm what you call a IRMA CP. So that's a IRMA certified planner.
Okay.
In essence, you know, if you are very high income going into your retirement, your Medicare premiums could change quite a bit and even eat up your Social Security.
Yeah.
Right. That's based on the modified adjustable gross income.
Okay.
Now, The only thing that doesn't count towards modified adjustable gross income are loans. So, for instance, insurance loans, like right. cash value, using that.
Mm-hmm.
Roth IRA and HELOC and reverse mortgage payments.
Okay.
That's it.
You must have been picking my brain because that was another term.
Those are the only ones.
Right. That a lot of people are familiar with, especially with older adults.
Right.
They hear about these reverse mortgages as regard to their mortgage because they may be in a position, like you said, those life unexpected occurrences happen.
Yeah.
The death of a spouse.
Yeah.
So you've got one individual that now has the sole responsibility of taking care of that mortgage when there was a two-person household.
Yeah, and strategies need to change.
Exactly,
then, right?
Exactly.
Because one of the misnomers, or I'd say the lies, that a lot of financial advisors tell is that your taxation will be lower in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That is not true.
Wow.
Especially if you become a widow.
Yes.
If you become a widow and now you're starting to draw his stuff.
Right, right.
And you're only one person, your tax bracket changes completely.
Wow.
And what happens is a lot of what you guys saved up for and prepared for now starts to get eaten up.
Right.
So strategies like the reverse mortgage, the HELOC, what they do is they provide a safe haven of money that isn't taxable. Because I could go on and on and on about this particular aspect.
Hence why we're going to have you on a future show.
But taxes are very likely to increase because we as a nation, the debt to GDP level is way too high.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time it was this high was during World War II.
Wow.
And when World War II happened,
taxes
went up to 91%.
Wow.
Right?
That's high.
So I often have people who are always, buy time and invest the difference. This is and what I'm helping them to understand is you are putting your money in the hands or your return in the hands of what the tax rate will be. So when you look at the market, one of the problems for retirees is they look at this bucket of money and they look at the bucket of money as the bucket.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then taxes hit and they're like, oh, whoa, what's going on here? What is this?
Exactly.
And those taxes push their thresholds to things that they can't qualify for during retirement, all types of things.
Wow.
So HELOCs, reverse mortgages, Roth IRAs, life insurance loans, all of these tools and HSAs, all these tools serve as a way to help to shelter yourself from overtaxation in your senior years.
Wow.
Right? So it may be time to start doing Roth conversions. Well, for most people, they fear Roth conversions because they're looking at their portfolio and they say, but I'm going to have to pay all the taxes on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the tax money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's either going to have to come from the account or it's going to have to come from their own paying those taxes. Well, if I have a HELOC and it has $250,000 of equity available, I'm a lot less squeamish about taking the tax hit now to make sure that the rest of the money never has taxation in the future. Which means I also never run into 72 or 75 required minimum distributions.
Yeah.
Where the government says, you've been deferring all your life. I want all this money back. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we create this narrative of the full layout of finances and not necessarily just, hey, just take a deferral right now.
Right.
A deferral is a procrastination attack. Mm-hmm. I hate to tell you guys that.
No, we need as much of this valuable information that time will allot. And on that note, DeAndre, because I can only imagine how many more questions just those who are listening to us engage in this great conversation. How do they get in contact with you directly?
Okay, so best way to get in contact with me is claytonfinancialsolutions.com. I'm often featured. I'm featured on multiple YouTube channels, giving advice, and as an expert in different fields. So you can see me on Hazeltine LLC. That's a guy who's in the financial industry that interviews me all the time.
Nice.
And then there's another one that's a real estate investor, and we have a wonderful relationship. His name is Jamel Gibbs.
Good.
And I'm always on that channel. some of my biggest hits, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Where people have kind of seen me and mm-hmm. like, oh my goodness, it can change my life.
Yeah.
Has been there. So
great.
You can follow a lot of the content, see me actually run through real scenarios.
Oh, very good.
And then on Mondays, at least for the next 3 or 4 months, on the first Monday of every month, I'll start doing at 7:30 mm-hmm. a Zoom call where I actually run through scenarios live for a large group of folks. So if it's 100 people, 1,000 people, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I want them to be exposed to this because what it helps them to do, there's a saying I have about it's not on sale for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I use that analogy because what people do with the things they need,
mm-hmm.
they really start to think about only cost.
Right.
When they want something, they think about the value.
Mm-hmm.
And their values are misaligned, right? So the value may be dopamine. So, it may be, I want a Michael Kors purse. Okay, cool. That's nice. You can deserve a Michael Kors purse and all that kind of stuff. But then it's, well, we need to get our estate planning done.
Yeah.
And you see so many people dodge estate planning when it's
whatever.
Like, well, that's something you actually need. You
know? Right, right.
And the pricing isn't crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's when you have access to capital like you do in a first lien HELOC, you start to realize that the things that you need, you want to get them taken care of.
Right, right.
So I'm happy to say that since like the last 2 years, I've helped over 400 families to get their estate planning done.
Wonderful.
Since doing the first lien HELOC.
Yeah.
Now, before then, they were terrified. I don't know. How much is it? Oh, my goodness. But once they got $100,000,
$200,000,
they're like,
that
trust thing.
We need to have that conversation.
Absolutely.
Well, great conversation as always. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
For the knowledge and definitely looking forward. Absolutely, likewise.
Yeah.
And to do this again. So, you know, no goodbyes.
Absolutely.
Until next time.
I'll try to be sooner.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to that, too. I'm going to hold you to that. And to thank you, Radio Family. I know you're doing some great things in our community. Keep up the great work. Indeed, no goodbyes from me, Renee Vaughn, or DeAndre Clayton.
Absolutely.
As we do wrap up another fabulous conversation, the weekend edition of Community Focus. Stay safe. And until that next time, everyone take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.